Welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday with Chinnis Janse van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. Go and check them out if you want to be up to date with all the latest in technology. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what are we chatting about this Tuesday? I believe it's got something to do with something really small that most men are terrified of purchasing in the first place. The ring.
The ring. And it's Samsung launching what they hope is the ring to rule them all. And they're calling it very creatively the Galaxy Ring. So obviously falling in line with all of their other products. But yeah, it's a smart ring that you would wear as you would on your finger as per normal. But it is essentially trying to pack all of the technology that you have in your smartwatch into a very small package in your ring.
That's incredible. Would it be of a particular kind of material? Do you know? Is it going to be rubberized? Or, I mean, are there different options available?
There are different options, but they're all kind of titanium or magnesium. You know,
so it can look legit.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously there are sensors in it, so it does look a little bit chunky for a ring. But if you just, you know, unless you look for it, you wouldn't notice that it is very, very different to a normal ring. So inside, it's going to have your normal things. As I said, that's in your smartwatch. So sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, blood oxygen levels. It's going to have fitness tracking. We're not sure to what extent, because obviously your watch has more movement on your arm, but presumably they can fit similar sensors into a ring, and it can be a full fitness tracker as well. We'll see in the weeks to come. They've unveiled it. They haven't given us all the details yet, but that should come in a couple of months.
I'm loving the fact that while you and I are talking to each other, we're both playing with our rings on our fingers. That isn't the ring that you've got there.
This is just a good old wedding ring.
Okay. So do we know how much this would cost? I presume if you're going to buy it with your cell phone package, it's going to cost a fortune.
Well, they haven't announced prices yet, but we don't expect it to be more expensive than a smartwatch. Yeah. So I think, you know, same price as a Galaxy Watch, but a Galaxy Ring.
And the potential possibly for IDing would be quite incredible. You know, if someone's in an accident and they lose, God forbid, an arm that's got the watch on and there's no wallet to be found, would they be able to identify the person through kind of scanning their ring, do you think? Is that where we're going in the future?
Yeah, possibly. They've already said that they could potentially put in an eSIM into something like this as well. So it could be connected at all times. You could use it for, you know, making sure that, you know, your people are safe.
I would love it as a replacement for this that I'm wearing, this bracelet, the Medic Alert.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't mind it. I've had to zhuzh it up a bit and Minka Jacobs made me a really nice one. But imagine if that's contained in your wedding
because
ring.
Because it's always connected, And you can have all that information sitting in the cloud. So that's definitely a possibility. But for now, I think their first port of call is trying to put a smartwatch on your finger, essentially.
The Galaxy Ring.
The Galaxy Ring.
I love it. The Lord of all rings, one could say.
That's what they hope. So they're not first to market. There are a couple of smart rings out there. They have different capabilities, but Samsung hopes that they can be the best ring that has, or as I said, all of those features that's packed into a Galaxy Watch as well.
Chinnis Janse van Rensburg with Tech Talk Tuesday. It's got a nice ring to it. We'll speak to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.